Gord, the debate between Pang and McClain on Wednesday was interesting, and I have to admit, I've been kind of guilty. I've been watching Cody Franson, and he's okay. I don't know if I've ever really appreciated him as much as I should. But when you really focus in on him during a game, and you take a look, you dig a little deeper, you kind of come up with the conclusion that he's kind of a very quietly important guy in this team, isn't he? And what would you do with him? Do you look to extend this guy, or do you let him walk as a UFA and try to fill elsewhere?
I try to extend him, and that's the challenge. In that, you've got Nazem Kadri, Jonathan Bernier, and him really are the three biggies coming up next year. It's pretty interesting that I don't know how it got set up, but they've got like six guys' contracts who are done in about 3 years' time. You know, whether it's Van Riemsdyk and Leupold and Komisarek, you know, a lot of guys like that coming up in 3 years' time at the same time. So they don't have a lot of salary cap issues year to year, but those will be the big three. And if the cap goes down, or not down, but if it doesn't go up as much people think, and that's becoming a problem with the Canadian dollar, you got a bit of a problem. But Jeff, every year in the off season, what can't you find? I mean, when you got Rob Scuderi being your best free agent defenseman come July 1st, and that's not a knock against him. That's why last year, Dion Phaneuf, whatever contract he got with the Maple Leafs, he would have got 15 other places, no problem. They're hard to come by. And last year, we kept honing on Franson, he's a right-handed shot. That's the big attraction there. Well, they got a few right-handed shots. He's also now part of the shutdown pair with Dion Phaneuf. He had that 9-point streak going, earlier, and so a lot more of those elements that they thought he was going to bring when he first came over from Nashville. And of course, I was thinking of Komarov. Let's think happier memories rather than Mike Komisarek.
I was going to say Komisarek. I was sitting here going through my mind, thinking, God, is that contract still going on? It's like the Darcy Tucker contract, which I think Darcy's going to take with him to his grave.
It seemed like it, anyhow.
Gord Stellick joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What is it about Cody Franson's game that we underappreciate? Because if you ask Leafs fans, just mention the name Cody Franson, I guarantee you would probably get, you might get a shrug of the shoulders. You'd get he's okay. Doesn't really, lay anybody out. Not necessarily that, as I said, that big thumper. But if you watch him, first of all, he does hit people. He's just not a guy who drives people through the boards. He seems to be, guilty of hitting people to separate them from the puck and trying to create a play.
And you're right. Like a guy like Roman Polak, for example, you notice. I mean, that's a big, before he got injured, a big physical brute. And you notice that element. And probably Cody Franson's folly, Jeff, is what you're saying is that he didn't give you the wow factor about anything at the start. Like he's just capable in a lot of areas. And I go back to Ron Wilson, who last year was sniping at the Leaf fans from Hilton Head, California, South Carolina, with his big settlement. He sat Cody Franson out as a healthy scratch the first game of his Leaf career. Okay, and then Cody Franson found out on a Leaf TV interview.
Glenn Healy still is apoplectic about that. I mean, if you mention Ron Wilson, he'll talk about that.
Well, the thing I want to say about Ron Wilson is what players improved under Ron Wilson? I don't think anybody did. I really don't think anybody did. He just said, I want to, get rid of guys. So they got rid of Koliakovo and Steen. And, he was more down on Koliakovo than he was Steen. But he didn't make a case for any of those guys. And nobody, I mean, Luke Shen, you name it, nobody improved under Ron Wilson. I think that's the ultimate litmus test about his incredible ineptness in his stop with the Maple Leafs. Before, he had some good stops, but that doesn't help us at all in Toronto. And I think that's a big thing. How would you like your first day at work? You're wooed over by another radio station or another newspaper, and then the first day at work, whoever your direct boss is says, your stories aren't good enough to run. So you left, you come over, and it decided they're not going to let you in the sandbox. And I'm sorry. I think that was a huge part of our imprint on Cody Franson. Oh, we got this guy, and he's not good enough to play. And now, just as I talked to you about earlier, he's a guy contributing points, and now he's part of your shutdown too. with Dion. They're trying Paulo too when he was healthy with Phaneuf. But, they haven't had a great shutdown pair for a bit. And so far, Cody France is doing a decent job on that. That's hugely important.
It seems to me that Dion Phaneuf is a lot more comfortable or a lot more effective with Cody France than he was with Carl Gunnarsson.
Absolutely. And, it's funny. Gunnarsson was a guy that, kind of leapt above guys like France in a lot of ways. I mean, leapt above guys from the Marlies that you're seeing, getting chances now, but also a guy that they acquired via trade like France, and all of a sudden Gunnarsson was the guy. And I thought he had a pretty solid one season and then kind of was ordinary. Then last year was really starting to struggle towards the end. And I think in that case it hurt Phaneuf and, also changing sides and other things. I mean, Phaneuf has been a lot steadier. He's been back more to the guy that we saw, earlier last season than the season before.
Gord Stellick joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. 416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590, asking the question, what would you do with Cody Franson? Do you extend him or do you take a chance, let him walk at the end of the season, and either attempt to re-sign him as a UFA or try to fill? Maybe as a couple of people pointing out on Twitter, Stuart Percy's a guy who's knocking on the door, but Stuart Percy isn't going to come up here and be part of your shutdown pair.
No, and right now a lot of people wondering why he's not up. He took a kind of a blow to the head, so he's got a concussion type thing or comparable type things with the Toronto Marlies right now. So that's why Corbinian Holzer was the call up. And hey, as we've learned many, many times over, or maybe we haven't learned because we get excited about youth, is when they come up. Is one thing. Can they stay and can they impress and can they maintain that level and be a full-time NHLer or Major League Baseball player or NBA or you name it? That's a whole different story. So that's a quantum leap to expect that. Right now, Cody Franson has been money in the bank. Is he an all-star defenseman? No, but he's money in the bank. He's a steady NHL defenseman that are hard to come by. And adding to the trials in the offseason about Bernier, Kadri, and Franson, is you're going to have to find money in the bank to keep them.
Gordon, the Leafs are in the part of their schedule right now where they've got a run of games at home. Some of them are tough. They don't have cupcake opponents by any stretch of the imagination. But they've got a run of games at home coming up. This is a pretty good chance for this team, isn't it, given where they are in the standings, given what they've done the last three games in particular. Is it a little bit of a chance here for this team now that Lupel's back and with the addition of David Booth? You almost get the sense it's the first time they've had their full unit intact.
Boy, and those guys both played well the other night. That was really nice to see Lupel, a healthy Lupel, and also Booth, his first game as a Toronto Maple Leaf. And, Randy Carlyle right away decided he could throw four lines out there because mm-hmm. it was that for the first time all year he had that kind of confidence. So I agree that's a real plus up front to have those two guys injected in. You like to make hay at home, and you always think we got this homestand because the World Juniors are coming after Christmas and there's going to be a lot of road games. But what is the best laid plans quite often go awry. It just does. When you just seem like you got a soft part, you don't. And then other times when you seem like you have a difficult part, you do make hay. So right now, I think for the Toronto Maple Leafs as a team, when they're looking to make that step above to be, kind of a notch above from what they are perceived to be or what they actually are, you've got to make home ice a difficult place for opponents to play. You don't have travel. You got rest. You got time for practices. You got all the stars are aligned. You're relatively healthy. So I would expect and hope that, yes, over the next four or five games, they do have some success at home and get bank some points that are important at the end.